You're listening to the Electronic Media Collective Podcast Network. Yeah, it's a mouthful. For more great shows, like the one you're about to enjoy, visit electronicmediacollective.com. And now, our feature presentation.
This week on the Roman Podcast,
we talk about a peeping Tom that goes bananas, a hunt dog that steps up its game, and a horse. Yep, just a horse.
All that and more on episode 153 of the Roman Podcast.
Welcome to the Roman Podcast. I'm your host, Roman LeBeau.
And I'm Rob Gast.
Mr. Rob, oh my God, it's snowing like crazy cast. What's going on?
Not too muck and fudge. Yeah, you're right. Except this is now, okay, we've went through the freezing, the heavy snowfall, the sleet, the rain. Now this is windy day, windy week in Canada.
80 miles an hour winds and then up to 100 miles an hour. So welcome to Russia.
Yes, apparently. Siberia. we woke up this morning. It's Monday morning and we woke up greeted by lots of wind.
Yeah, I started like last night. I was up late and then I was talking to a buddy of mine. He's like, oh my God, he lives about 15 minutes away from my place. He's like, oh my God. He's like, the snow, like the wind is crazy and it's snowing and it's so white out I can't see. And the snow is going sideways. That means that the wind is blowing the snow literally from left to right instead of up to down, right?
And, well, that it's almost like, that's for me. And I know I'm like 40 minutes west of you, but I, with my conditions, it looked like it was snowing, but it was mostly like blowing snow off your lawn onto the streets and the drive. Like it was basically taking all the loose snow and just blowing it everywhere.
Yeah. To you, it blows it off your lawn. Where I'm positioned, it blows it into my driveway.
Well, that's why, that's why I live where I live and you live where you live.
It's, there was so much ice in my driveway that it was like a skating rink.
Of course.
And I'm not understating it. I'm talking about 8 inches of ice.
Yeah.
And then by my door would slant down a little bit. So I went and, there's a run on salt. So it's hard to find road salt to kind of cut it. We found some. I got 3 bags that were 50 pounds each. Use an entire 50 pound bag.
Yep.
For the 10, 20 feet from my door to the garage door.
Yeah.
Just to cut it enough so that I could walk on it.
Yeah. And for 8 inches of ice, for those not in the know, if that was on a lake and there was 8 inches of frozen ice, you'd probably be able to drive a small car on it.
That's right. That's why it's 8 inches. That's why they call it a stiff cold.
Other than that, you got anything going on this week?
I went to the, I don't even remember what annual number it is, but it's the ACTRA Awards, which are the union. It's kind of like the U.S. has the SAG Awards. British Columbia has they have their own. And then we have ACTRA, which is the Academy of blah, 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 blah. It's for actors and voiceover artists and whatnot. And so we had our award night on Saturday night, which was pretty fancy schmancy. My date called me up. She's like, usually you get dressed up, like formal.
Yeah, of course.
And everybody gets all dressed up and it's all great fun. But I was still recovering from a back injury and I really wasn't feeling it. So I'm like, I'll wear black jeans, a black shirt. It'll be clean, but it just won't be dressy.
Right.
Right. And then my date calls me up. She's like, man, she's like, I am not in the mood. She's like, she always wears these beautiful dresses. She's a model and stuff. So she's like, oh, I'm just not in the mood to wear anything. I'm like, man, I'm wearing black jeans, a black shirt. Join me, won't you? She's like, yes. So she wore her black jeans and her, what's that band name with the five girls?
The Spice Girls.
Spice Girls. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
I don't know why I didn't click in, but yeah, she wore a Spice Girls t-shirt. She wore some nice jewelry. She looked great, but it was just like, we were so underdressed, but we didn't look poor. We just looked like, you look clean, but you're not dressed up like everybody else. We didn't really stand out, because like we were it was still clean clothes.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, yeah.
It's but, not like but, you just, but it's just like we just, you know, we were like, meh, we just didn't bother this year. We were both on the same page. I'm like, I don't want to do it. She's like, me neither. I'm like, okay, I'm too much in pain. Yep. I started figuring out suits and all that stuff. I'm like, meh.
Yeah. There you go. And that's, yeah. And it's kind of one of those things. Like, I know I have a very blue collar job. So if you see me in a tie, like suit and tie, it's usually someone died.
Someone died. Yeah.
Someone died, especially at our age. Now we're running out of, well, even a couple second weddings, but usually the second wedding is usually destination. It's like flip flops and a cargo shorts or something stupid like that.
Yeah. Or it's like, oh, we're going Justice of the Peace. Oh, it's a ceremony at the Red Lobster, whatever.
Yeah.
It's
exactly.
Usually something far less formal.
Yeah, exactly. But you know, I mean, as you mean, I do have, you know, suits and ties and stuff like that, but that's, they're so finicky. Like, you really have to make sure you're not, you mean, a couple pounds heavier or lighter either way, because it really shows on a suit.
Yeah, like, and either that's a you're right and when you're a big guy, a really big guy, yeah, you don't have that, you know, you're like, oh, a couple pounds for you, like there's a huge difference.
Yeah,
you know, mine, that couple pounds is built in.
Well, yeah, but that's just like, so for me, like, it depends when you catch me. If you catch me like August, I look like I'm swimming in a suit. If you catch me like right at the holidays in December, I look like I'm bursting out of the thing, like, and not in a good way either. So I feel your pain, unless, and again, if you're a white collar person, you're wearing a suit and tie to work every day. Fantastic. That would be something. It's not for lack of wanting to, it's just lack of opportunity, you know.
Yeah, it's not the world we live in. You know, some people, that's great. And even though where I work, I have lots of people who, you know, that's part of their job.
Yeah, of course.
Luckily, it's not part of mine.
Well, I can imagine everybody's jaw is hitting the floor right now. Roman and Rob, blue collar, get out of here.
God, look at that bay. I'm part of the elites, man. I'm an actor, right? So doesn't that put me part of some sort of elite? Yeah. I have no. I still have my regular day job.
So good time had by all then, I assume.
Yeah, it was a great time. I pretty much stayed in the same area the entire time because of my back. But it's funny, it's because you're like, hey, I wonder who's here. Better check Instagram. Yeah. Oh, hey, they're in the other room.
Yeah,
I totally miss people, and I was by the front, where closer to where the people get their jackets,
right?
Close to the coat check. There was a table set up and all that. So I sat there most of the night, and I caught about, you know, 60% of the people that I found out were actually there. Like, the other 40% were there, but I didn't even see them. And they walked past me at some point to get their jackets.
Well, it's almost, it's
1500 people. Like, there's a lot of people.
Of course. And I say this a lot when I go to the conventions or the Star Wars celebrations or San Diego Comic-Con, when you're there and you're in it, and in the crowd, what's that?
Or Leather Fetish Fest.
A Leather Fetish Fest, of course, yeah. So when you're at your Leather Fetish Fest. I'm
talking about you, not me. That's your thing.
Oh, my thing, right. Okay, I thought you were just trying to join the conversation. Yeah, Leather Fetish, that's a cosplay. Sure, why not? Anyway, so when you're at these conventions or events like you were at, you're in it, right? So it's almost like looking at this wall, this tapestry hung on a wall, and you're nose to nose with the wall. Yeah. You can't see it and appreciate it when everybody else at home is on their social media or YouTube or anywhere else. And they're going, oh, wow, look at that event. When you're oblivious, because you're there talking to people. So you're not on your phone the whole time. So it's actually the people at home are getting a better perspective of what's going on. And you're, rather than you being right into it.
Yeah. And I know it's tougher when you're in those big convention centers, because a lot of times your cell phone service doesn't work.
Yeah.
So it's not like you can check Instagram and go, oh, I just found out about this great thing that's going on. Let's go find where this is. Like, you literally can't check it till you leave.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And that's just it. Like, so whenever you go to events, a lot of times it's great to be there, but you miss out on some of the moments because you're too, like, you're steps away from what's happening. But people at home with their smartphones or their computers are literally a click away from what's happening. Anyway,
it's cool because there are some big name people who show up, people that anybody in the world would recognize.
Yep.
You know, and that's fun. But, you know, for myself, I was just like, I'm just going to sit here.
Nice. Okay. So fast forward a little bit. Oscars were last night. Again, it's not my thing, but then, hey, if you enjoy, I know lots of people that like to enjoy, sit down, enjoy watching the Oscars, to get right into it. I personally wish that I understand what time, like for us, when does it start? Like 7 o'clock, 8 o'clock at night?
8 o'clock.
8 o'clock. Yeah. And if the West Coast, I'm very envious because they can like, oh, just after supper, like just 5 o'clock. Yeah. I mean, yeah. Like
they had a rule this year, which was for the moment your name gets called, right?
Right.
You have 90 seconds to make from your seat to your microphone and complete your speeches.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Right. So they really stuck to it. And there was only a few people that they kind of let go a little bit over, like Spike Lee and that.
Yeah.
And he still came back for like a second, third bite of the apple. And they were like, no, we're not having it.
Well, the thing is, you know what? And I get it. And again, Oscars aren't my thing, but I'm the guy that wakes up in the morning. I get my breakfast ready. I'm having my coffee. I flick on my iPad and go, Oscar winners 2019. Yeah. And then,
I appreciate it because it's obviously it's my industry. But the 90 second thing, actually, there was no host this year.
Okay.
Because Kevin Hart was supposed to host.
Right.
And people started looking through the history, like 2012, and some of the tweets he did, and they were like, you're homophobic, where he's actually retracted all that stuff and got educated, and he doesn't think like that anymore. But too bad. SJWs or whoever else went after him and said, you know, like, we don't want him hosting. Well, then the Academy decided, well, instead of getting another host, let's just not have a host.
Okay.
And things will just roll along without somebody describing and making jokes.
Well, and I guess, too, because they have all the presenters are different people. So basically, you just need the announcer guy to say, and now presenting for best movie or whatever, so-and-so, right?
Exactly, like, exactly. And then the presenters would make the off little jokes here and there.
Of course.
So anyways, by doing this format and sticking to the 90-second rule, they actually finished, surprisingly enough, at 11:15.
Oh, wow. So yeah, and even that's way too late for me.
Yeah. What I'm saying is that normally it would go over like an hour.
Oh, of course.
Right. So 11:15, it's actually quite reasonable. And who knows what they're going to do. They might stick to this format. There were some genuine moments. One of the ladies who won, I'm forgetting her name right now. She's an English lady. She was up against some like serious contenders, mm-hmm. right? Like the biggest names in Hollywood. And she won. And she was so flabbergasted. And she's so hilarious. That, you know, she was like saying her speech, going like telling her daughter at home, you know, I told you to go to bed, but hopefully you're up and still watching this. She goes, just enjoy this because it's never going to happen again. And she would see these little offhand remarks and people were dying. Then it said like the little thing that flashed up and said, please hurry up.
Yeah.
You know, like finish your speech or whatever.
Wrap it up.
And she's like, oh, bloody hell, wrap it up. And she started spuzzering, you know.
Yeah.
You know, it just sat and kind of deflated and everybody was just dying. It was a genuine moment. And a lot of times where people find the stuff to be like all fake and all that. There was a couple genuine moments where people won, were just screaming. A couple of short film people, actually a short film from Toronto won, Bao.
Nice.
Music composers and a couple other people from Canada won as well. Which was great. And, yeah, it was fun. It was like I enjoyed it, but ratings are always low because it's been really bad over the last decade. So like I'll see people tweet stuff like or write stuff on different pages going like the Oscars are the worst thing, you know, blah 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 blah. I haven't watched it 20 years.
Yeah, and again,
how do you know it's the worst thing? You know, like,
exactly. You know, and again, I say this all the time. It's not for me. Like, it's not like you mean. Like, I would. I got to the point where I used to just watch like the opening monologue because it was funny, you know, or you know, for entertainment purposes. But like I said, is there a curiosity? Of course there is. Like, what's the best movie this year? Who won?
You and penis. It's the same thing.
Well, that's I'm a penis enthusiast. That's something different. That has nothing to do with Oscar.
So is that since you're a music lover, you're going to appreciate this Bohemian Rhapsody, right? The story of Freddie Mercury.
Yeah.
Rami Malek won for best actor.
Yeah, I know. And I didn't, again, I could say well-deserved, but I thought he did a great job in that movie, but I didn't see his competition or maybe half of his competition. So I'm just not qualified to.
Bradley Cooper,
mm-hmm.
Him and Lady Gaga were nominated. They won, I think she won for best song.
Right.
They performed the song later on together, which was pretty amazing that he would never, he's not a singer. He learned to sing. For oh, this, nice. you learn to play guitar. She challenged him. She said, look, why are you going to fake playing guitar? She goes, like, learn to play for real.
Yeah.
And so he learned to play and really put himself through the paces because, you know, you don't have a lot of time to learn to become a guitar player. Like, if you don't know how to play, can you imagine going like, okay, I need you to keep up with Lady Gaga here. What?
Yeah. Well, and you know what?
Not acoustic.
It's probably because there are tricks to the trade, and it's probably he learned, like, it's almost like if you're going to be in a boxing movie, you got to learn some fundamentals, but they kind of fast track you on a lot of stuff.
Right. Like,
this will get you through. So when you're being filmed, it will look real. And that's probably exactly.
Yeah, but she said that he legitimately knows how to play now. And he literally was doing like plucking and chicken picking and stuff. And you're just kind of like, what?
Well, good for him.
Yeah, it's pretty. Well, some of these people in Hollywood, they have eidetic memories. Some of them are like, they have what you call photographic memories or whatnot. So when they learn their scripts, right, they'll learn their scripts. But when we read the whole thing, throw the script away. Okay, let's go. And you're like, what?
Yeah.
I literally have to go read this for 6 more days to understand my one page of dialogue.
Yeah.
And they can read it, not only read it, remember it, and also figure out all the beats. And just instantly perform it the way it should be done. Like, some people are, that's why they're actors, they're masters at this stuff.
Yeah, exactly. And again, just to more to the point, what we say all the time. Yeah, again, it's not for me, but if you enjoyed it, great. I'm glad it just, but like you people that are like, yeah, just go fuck yourself.
It's the same thing. It's like, who is not watching the Super Bowl right now?
Exactly. Who is
not watching the Oscars right now? It's like, stop it.
Yeah, it's just like, just
enjoy your thing. Whatever your thing is, enjoy it. Right. And then stop shooting other people's things.
Exactly. And yeah, exactly. It's just, you know, I'm very anal when it comes to social media. Like, I got certain rules and you're breaking them. So go away. You're dismissed. Okay. You know what we should do? We've been rambling on for a little bit here. We should jump into some headlines.
Headlines. All right. Yeah, I got a couple of those. Let's see here. German court rules owner not fit for gun license after shot by own dog.
Oh, no. Go on.
It's a Panzerhaunzer. A German court has ruled that a dog owner isn't fit to carry a firearm license after his dog shot him with a rifle.
Okay.
The best. Basically, he put an appeal in earlier to the Bavarian court for the authorities to, like, they wanted to withdraw his license.
Right.
As well as his hunting permit. The man was injured in the arm, and I guess his weapon was loaded. Let's see. It says, so leaving the guns loaded in the vehicle, I guess, and the dog decided to just kind of, it's probably just walking on it.
Yeah, just hopped on the seat. Yeah.
Yeah, and walked on the trigger and blam. And then Hans was like, no.
Oh, duh. Okay, so this is just ridiculous. And now I'm assuming, like, you said Bavarian, like, this is in Germany. Yes. So. You mean, I'm assuming their gun laws are more towards like ours in Canada rather than our good friends to the south.
Yeah, for the most part, they can go hunting and
of course, yeah.
So it's just, yeah, they're basically, the rules are pretty sane.
Yeah, exactly. Like, yeah, you got to register, you buy a gun, you got to get it, be licensed, and you can hunt with it, and that's fine. Except, like, I mean, it's like, you don't.
You think that would happen here? Let's say that, well, yeah, you would get charged for having a loaded weapon.
Yeah.
When you store your weapon, it cannot be loaded. We have very specific rules here.
Of course, yeah.
That's why there are no mass shootings here, because it's just like people don't have quick access to weapons.
Well, and also, too, we don't go hunting with AK-47s. But, we're not getting into that. That's another thing. I was just saying.
Well, it's those deer with the flak jackets, the ones you got to worry about the most.
Exactly. It's like, how small is your penis? I don't understand. Anyway, we're not getting into that. But, yeah, so, you know, we're not anti-gun. It's just, you want to. Yeah, you want to go hunt? You want to go? You mean, like, we're from the north? We get it. It's a way of life. And
but if you leave your fucking weapon loaded and a dog steps on it, shoots you in the arm.
Well,
that could have easily been a kid that got shot instead of you in the arm. That could have easily been anybody.
Yeah,
you know. So no, you follow the rules or you get your toys taken away.
Yeah, exactly. Because you're obviously, we're doing you a favor because, yeah, again, you might, again, like you said, shot another person, a kid, or
up
you
here, in Germany and even here, if your dog steps on a trigger and it fires and shoots you, you get your weapons taken away. In other places, a little more south of here, You could be shoot people in the face and it'd be fine.
Well, yeah, exactly. But when you're not, when everybody is not pitching in for healthcare, then who cares, right? Yeah,
like, well, especially if you're vice president, right? That's
yeah, yeah. Well, and again, let's veer off that topic. Sir, you left your loaded gun near where your dog could step on it. That is a very dumb thing. Please don't do that. Like, I mean, again, we're not anti-gun. We're just anti-stupid people with guns. Okay. and also anti, like, excessive. You know, I mean, like, there's no need to have 18 AK-47s in your basement.
Speaking of stupid.
Okay.
Man in gorilla suit breaks into home, hides under bed.
What?
See, a guy decided that he would start looking into people's houses to see which one he should break into.
Okay.
Right? And to be inconspicuous, the gentleman decided to wear a gorilla outfit.
Of course.
Because, you know, you're like, hey, what's that, gorilla? All right, keep going. All right.
Carry on.
Carry on. He says, what's that looking into? Is there somebody peeping in that house? No, it's gorilla. Well, okay, fine. Move on then. I mean, there's nothing here to see. And so then basically he got chased in there. He jumped in, hid under the mattress. And then the cops broke in and found him. And they were like, yeah, we can see you.
Okay, you know what? Again, I'm not pro B&E break and enter, but if you're gonna get caught, like, I think he's got an insanity plea here. Like, you know, maybe not here in Canada, that's a little different, but, like, I mean, you know, I think if you're gonna break into somebody's house, maybe you should clean up and do the dishes. So when you go to plead, oh, I was temporarily insane, well, yeah, he did the dishes. Like, that's silly. Or he wore a gorilla suit. Like, clearly the man is not right.
And this is in New Orleans. So,
there you go. Of course.
Except for religious reasons and Mardi Gras and a few other places, Halloween, all that, it's illegal to walk around in public with a mask on.
Yes.
So he got charged for that as well.
Yes. Well, okay. So I don't know. Like, what is this guy thinking? Is it just...
Well, I think he's like, it's kind of like, I'm invisible, ding, 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 you know, tiptoeing around going, dude, I can see you.
Yeah, exactly.
No, you can. No, you can. No,
I'm in costume.
Right, he's like, where am I now? Like, asshole, you're literally right in front of me. My nose, fuck off.
So, well, you think maybe he was just like, this is a great disguise?
Yeah. This will be inconspicuous. I'm a dog, sir. Yeah. You're a gorilla. No, this is a dog costume. No, it's not.
No, it's not. And you're under arrest. Well, okay. So, you know what? I'm gonna have to say, yeah, no, this is just stupid. And again, unless he's got some angle, like why? Or I don't understand. Like, or was it a infidelity thing, maybe? You think maybe, you mean, the wife was into something and into this guy?
He just literally was like peeping into people's houses to see like which one to break into.
Right.
And for some reason, he's dressed as a gorilla.
Well, you know, oh, that's just it. And maybe, you know, hey, if my wife and I are, you know, lying in bed watching TV or, you know, doing other stuff, like maybe if we see a gorilla at the window, it's like, oh my God, somebody's trying to break in. Oh, never mind. That's a gorilla.
You know, now I got one of those gorilla boners.
Yeah, exactly. So, but again, like, you know, it's not like you'd be like, oh, wait, oh, that's just the wind, or that's just, no, you're going to still investigate.
Oh my God, what's that? Oh, it's a gorilla. We're fine.
Oh, it's a gorilla. We're fine. Just, you don't break stride. Oh boy. Yeah. Okay. This guy is just, there's again, you know, mental health issues, I'm assuming, or, you know, like,
who knows? Speaking of break-ins.
Okay.
Right. Next segue. Cops called to deal with intruder. Find horse in basement.
Oh, well, naturally. I don't understand. Like, I don't know why I have these giggles after you say a headline. Like, nothing should surprise me after 153 episodes.
It's just like, oh my God, somebody's downstairs. Get a bat. You got a knife? Yeah. All right. Here we go. Turn the light on. Ah! Oh, it's a horse.
No.
Okay. Fuck, it could be worse. What? It could be a gorilla. Well, if it's a gorilla, we'd be fine.
We'd be fine. Yeah.
Because this is a fucking horse. Like, where do we go from here?
You don't. Okay, go on. Let's see.
Wilbur. Okay, so this is in Minnesota. Minnesota authorities say a suburban Minneapolis resident reported a strange intruder in her basement. It's a horse. The police said that they arrived at the woman's home Friday night and found a pale covered horse walking through various rooms as officers watched through the window from outside next to a gorilla.
Of course.
police say the investigation is ongoing and isn't clear how the horse got into the house, but the animal owner came by to remove it. Yeah, so they said they left a message on their Facebook page. No horses or officers were hurt in this incident, and the horse was safely returned to the corral.
Of course.
I'm not exactly sure what. So the horse is in the house.
Well, okay.
The gorilla is outside the house.
Okay. Well, okay. Let's pause on the gorilla for a second because okay, that's
so
a separate.
The horse
story.
Said it was pale colored. So then I'm thinking four horsemen.
Yeah, no, it's not Ric Flair in your basement. Like if any NWA.
No, is it, you know, in the Bible. In the Bible, you know, yes. The Bible.
Oh, I'm aware of the Bible. Yes.
Oh, okay. So they said there's four horses. And one of them is a pale colored horse, which technically, if those who don't know this, get your education on, because there's already a white horse. The pale horse is actually green.
All right.
You've been edumacated. So anyways, this green horse is in this house, right?
Okay.
Right. And they're like, what the fuck's going on? Like,
This must be like one of those, like, you know, a split level walkout. Like, you know how some people, they have their front door, but then you go in the basement and they can walk.
It is Minneapolis. Like it is Minnesota.
Yeah.
Right. Isn't that where Fargo is?
That's North Dakota, I think.
Oh, it is.
Don't
you're
quote
right.
me on it.
Yeah, you're right. You're right. I'm sorry. I should have known.
Don't apologize.
No, and look, we're Canadian. We should know our geography.
We should. We should know our neighbors.
So this is in Minneapolis, right? Minneapolis.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I think is that the reason there's a full-on horse in the house is that they got the shittiest mafia.
Right? Oh,
put a horse in his bed. Well, I couldn't get him to lay down, so I just left him in the house.
He just no, he's supposed to kill the horse. What the?
It's just not a horse head. It's
too cold. Hey, bud, fuck! It's too cold. Fuck, go kill a horse and fucking bring it in. Just walk the horse in the house. Fuck's sakes, eh?
Leave a horse head. Well, what do we want to do with the rest? Oh, I don't care. Well, I just left it attached and put the whole thing in there.
Exactly, it's just easier.
I hope you got our message. Yeah, it was a lovely horse. Thank you.
Yeah, have you ever tried to carry a horse? They're very heavy. You know, it's a lot easier walking a horse.
They brought the horse in.
Get a couple sugar cubes, you fucking lead him into the house. Good. Oh,
so I tried to get him to lay down in the bed, but he didn't want to do it. So I just left him there. And then, meanwhile, they're like, I hope you got our message. And the owner's like, yes, we did. It was very nice of you. It was a beautiful horse.
Very. I got your equestrian message. Is this some sort of new, like Graham thing where people, you know, singing Graham or Candy Graham.
So what you're saying is keep doing what I'm doing and you'll keep rewarding me.
Horses.
It's not what I'm saying at all.
Wow. Okay. That's yeah. So again, a little odd, a little weird. How would you even get a horse in the basement? And again, unless it was one of these split level walkouts or I don't know, like it's
look, man, this is a horse. They're very smart. Right. Gorillas get in the house. And when they do, they hide under mattresses. Horse? No, I'm right here, motherfucker.
I'm right here. I'm just going to hang out here. Awesome. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to take care of some housekeeping and hopefully no horse droppings or anything like that. So, all right. Where to find the show? We're on Twitter at Roman Potting Cast. You can find myself. I am at Robert MM Cast. Cast 1973 on Instagram. And you can find Roman. He is the Roman LeBeau. That's on Twitter and Snapchat and Instagram and all the other ones. I believe you're still Roman citizens.
No. Snapchat, I'm still Roman citizens.
Oh, okay. Right. And Christian Grindr. So don't worry, friends.
Nobody grinds on Christian Grindr.
Well,
a lot of book reading. It's weird.
You got to stay strong. You got to hang in there. Or not, whatever. Don't forget the networks we're on. Tangible Network, EMC Podcast Network, and of course we are sponsored by the Emotionally 14. And don't forget RomanPodcast.com or .ca. Go to our website. It'll take you right to our TeePublic store where you can get our beautiful new logo or our vintage logo on like anything you want. You can get it on hoodies and laptop cases and cell phones and mugs and pillows so you can sit on our faces if you so inclined, but you know, whatever. You don't have to. you know, you could just, you know, lay on it and you could wake up staring at us. You know, who wouldn't want that? And don't forget, we are a Tasty Nude campaign. If you want to send Roman some tasty nudes, you can send them to him. That is at romanpottingcast@gmail.com. But if you have any tasteful nudes, you can send them to me. I'm the happily married man, so I'm allowed to look at tasteful nudes. You can send them same address, romanpottingcast@gmail.com. And do not forget about our review reach around. If you have a star rating and review and you want to leave it to us, you can just go to Apple Podcasts and leave us that star rating and review. And we call that the review reach around.
Yeah, it's a 5-star doggy Rambo reach around.
All right. So until next week, I'm Rob Cast.
And I'm your host, Roman LeBeau.
And we'll see you next time. Later.
Hi. This is Mark. Congratulations. You have found this amazingly awesome show. Chances are you're listening to it right now on whether it's iTunes or Stitcher Radio or some other mobile app that allows you to stream this amazingly awesome show to your ear holes. And I can't stress how awesomely amazing this show really is. But did you know that you can also catch the latest episode of this show on the Tangibound Network? That's right. Go check out tangiboundnetwork.com. You can look them up and you can listen to it right there. It's even mobile friendly. What more could you ask for? Which means you can pull it up on your iPhone or your Android, even your Windows phone. Yeah, who has one of those? But still, point remains, you can do it. You can do it. Check it out, tangiboundnetwork.com. Listen to this show, the latest episode, every time.